Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour two of the Three Stooges show. This is Fred Penny. Oh, no, this is a law talk show. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Cal Hunter and Todd Cunin. Denise Dirks is off doing something with, like, her family or some wedding of a daughter or something.
Blah, blah, blah.
Priorities. My wife actually says, you're going to Radio Law Talk? Now, is it 3 hours? Yeah. Is there any way you can push it to 6 hours? No, I can't. The listeners can't listen for that long. They only have a 15-minute listenership. What is a 15-minute attention span is the average person or something like that. And she said, okay, but push it to six hours.
My wife just says, can you leave some money, then go ahead and go. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you could go you want and play with the guys over there and hang out. This hour is going to be very interesting. We're going to talk about a lot of very interesting things. We just finished talking about Epstein lawyer Dershowitz, and we're going to tie that in. And Todd is a former prosecutor and now a criminal defense attorney. We're going to tie that into how the court overturns the Boston Marathon bomber's death sentence and why and what happened and how that has to do with Dershowitz and the Epstein case. It doesn't, but the issues about cases and being fair in cases, Todd's got a little scenario. Believe me, the cases are not the same, and it has nothing to do with Dershowitz, but some of the issues that occurred during the trial is very interesting, and how Todd wants to tie that in. We're going to also talk about a Massachusetts judge that's facing a trial on conspiracy theory. We're going to talk about that. Also, a Twitter hack and TikTok being sued. By the way, those of you out there, that are TikTok users, and I would say the vast majority of you that listen to us are not, because of our age demographic, but tell your grandkids or your kids, I'm looking, and so far it's still on, and it has not gone off. We are big social media people here. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You go to Radio Law Talk on all those, except it's Radio Law TikTok, and you can follow us on those social media platforms. But call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. And then we can talk about the latest goings on. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Go seek counsel if you have any questions. We love your emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. But we can't give legal advice. We can, if you need a personal injury in California, I mean, this is not a self-serving type thing, but you can talk to us or talk to areas similar to that.
But believe me, if Fred Penny gave legal advice to everyone in the radio audience, you do not want to see that bill.
No, well, not that bill. I would say the vast majority of it would be wrong. Because
there's that point, too.
It's so funny. Don't you get this, too, Todd? Well, Fred, you're a lawyer. I've got this question my brother's uncle's son had a contract with this guy of a home, and the electrical didn't work. You know what? I'd hire a lawyer, too, so I don't know.
I've been getting that type of a setup to questions since about the third week of law school. I remember I'd get that from family. And I'd say, how much do you think they taught me in 3 weeks? I mean, right now I pretty much know where to park and how to get to the front office of the school.
That's true. That's about it. That's all you need to know. But anyway, the most important thing people are here for, I always say that, and is Cal, who tripped us up first hour. I can't believe we didn't get points. We're trying to win, Todd and I, because Denise is not here, points for Radio Law Talk. I mean, Radio Law Talk's famous case or no case. Roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Dr. Devender Sharma was a man in India desperate for cash. After losing all of his money in a scam, he became embittered and decided after, since he got ripped off, it didn't matter what he did to get his money. All bets were off. It was all a means to an end. And so he became involved in a scheme selling, as Mr. Kunin referenced earlier, illegal kidney transplants. You know, buying people's kidneys from them and selling them on the black market. But wait, there's more. He was busted on that, spent a little time in prison, and when he got out, he decided to kick it up a notch by kidnapping and murdering taxi drivers, cutting out their sellable organs and selling them, and dropping their bodies into an alligator-infested swamp so their remains could never be retrieved. After all the bodies were dumped, Sharma then took the taxis, either whole or in parts, and broke them up and made about $270 per car. So my question to each of you, was he charged for the auto theft? Case or no case?
Oh,
I think you get to go first.
This is a little spin. So it is a case.
Yep, it is a case.
But the question is, was he charged for the auto theft? And I start out with this. I think this is an easy one. By the way, that is bizarre. I was thinking, you know what? That's such a bizarre scenario. It's got to be true. Because in case or no case, there's two things we figure out. Is the case? Is it a case, and what's the outcome?
Correct.
Well, a lot of it, just so you know, is if it's so off the wall, it's got to be true. And if it's a normal scenario, it rarely is true. So I said to myself, you know, that's a true case anyway, right, Cal? So I'm glad you told me that. But
yeah,
the answer is, absolutely, he got charged with auto theft also. So he had auto theft. I bet you it was auto theft, and it was murder charges, obviously.
Mass murder, yes.
Yeah, so I'd say
and
yes.
Illegal trafficking.
The answer is
body
yes.
Parts and,
he is right. Charged with. But that's such an obvious answer. That's what scares me. But
what say you, Mr. Kunin? Was Dr. Devinder charged with auto theft in this rather wide-ranging scenario of criminality?
What was his full name?
Let's see. Dr. Devinder Sharma.
Dr. Devinder Sharma.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that this is a case just for the point.
Well, yeah, he's kind of...
Yeah, we got the point.
Yeah, I got the point.
At least we each get a point.
So, no, you don't get a point on that article.
Oh,
it was a case. Come on, this is a binary.
Yes.
Two or none.
Okay, well,
dang,
I'm going to say that he was not charged with auto
that's
theft.
Exactly right.
For this reason...
Can I change my mind?
I'm going to say he was not charged with auto theft for this reason, and it is that if this is who I think it's about, this individual is the, some believe, is the largest mass murder in history. Was a guy from India that did this, but because of the time period, they weren't actual automobile taxis. They were more of these pole-type things, so there was no auto to charge him with. And so I'm going to say that that no, that he was not charged with auto theft.
That's exactly the answer. Can I change my mind?
No, you may not.
Dang it!
I'm so sorry.
Because I think that's right, because it's so obvious that you would think you'd be charged with it.
Well, here's what's interesting about this.
Yes.
I already told you that the mass murder was an actual case, and Dr. Sharma eventually confessed to being involved in more than 50 disappearing taxi drivers, which apparently are just so invisible in India, nobody notices that they go out missing. 50 of them. However, he was convicted of all of those killings. In fact, it was so bad that he got caught in the midst of killing another taxi driver. That's when they busted him. He was already, you know, getting ready to kill a guy. And so he was never charged with auto theft.
I knew it.
Never charged with auto theft.
It was too easy.
It was easy.
I cannot get a point.
But it's a good scenario.
So Todd gets two. I couldn't get a point if you gave it to me. There would be some reason it would fall down. Well, I gave you a point, but what happened, Fred, is the stars aligned and a little bit different and you can't have any points.
Well, next hour will be easier for you because we're going to talk about it depends on what the meaning of a particular word is on our next case.
Oh, what
is? No case. Well, it might be is, and it might be something else.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Boston Marathon bomber's death sentence, and Todd has an interesting skew on it. And by the way, walking outside our studio, I see a bunch of sheep. We'll be back.
Time to mow the lawn again, I see. Radio Law Talk will continue right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Hey, Cal, how's your air conditioner doing in there? Is it doing better?
Yes, I'm actually...
Can you feel the air?
I could unstuck one of my legs from the chair.
Yes.
So it's great.
We have been for probably a year. Cal sits in a different room than us, and we can see him through the glass. And he he sits in there and sweats like a dog in there, and so, we're always like, we're sitting here going, well, I don't know what the deal is.
Fred comes
now.
In to see me and holds his nose and goes, I'm not coming in that place.
And he's always, you see him with his little, fan fanning himself, and here we're in a beautiful, nice, new, modern building. We're like, God, we can't figure this out. So I called the person in charge finally, and they said, oh, yeah, the little room behind Cal's. Go over there. There's a little thermostat
over there.
So,
yeah.
So I walk over there. Look, just so you know, it said 89. And I went, oh, I'll put this down to 73.
And I said to myself, I know Fred's cheap, but come on.
for probably a year and a half, 2 years, he's been sitting there sweating.
He's in there doing hot box Bikram yoga.
And it's sitting right behind us the whole time for a year, 2 years. I just figured it out.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that.
It's starting to get cold in here.
It feels good.
I know. I'm like, we could hang beef.
We always, the problem is we sit here and sweat. We can't figure it out, Stop rubbing yourself.
I'm just not going to.
Stop it.
Just. Fred.
I wish I could have videoed that.
I'm feeling perky.
That's a TikToker.
Would you stop? you guys, look, here's the deal.
I'm not going to say what it was. I'm just going to say I could etch glass right now.
Would you stop already?
Cal,
we have plenty of insurance still, and we're caught up on that.
For our errors and omissions, yes. I hope so.
I think so. Okay, I think we're good. Well, how do we tie in the Boston Bomber?
Oh, you're going to go to that?
Yeah, we're going to the Boston Bomber, and really the Dershowitz thing does not apply. Let's tell them what happened over the break.
But talked about unpopular lawyers. How about unpopular judicial decisions, which can come back sometimes?
Not lie to our listeners. Let's just be upfront with them. Let's tell the truth. Todd, tell them the truth, what I tried to get you to do, but you refused to be dishonest. What did I try to get you to do? Let's just do the tell the truth.
The list is so long.
I tried to get you to cover my mistake.
That's right. So he said there was a tie-in, that I had a tie-in between Dershowitz and the Boston Bomber case. And I actually have a tie-in between the Boston Bomber case and another case we'll talk about. The Maxwell case.
Which is the Epstein case.
And
not Epstein, but the Epstein's assistant.
And Fred wanted to get me to come up with some tie-in. The only thing I could come up with was, Dershowitz teaches at Harvard. That's in Massachusetts. And the Bomber case does come from Massachusetts.
And he is a defense lawyer, and the Bomber had a defense lawyer.
So, there we go. There's our tie-in.
And everybody breathes oxygen. So.
Tell us about the Boston
We're
Marathon
all on
Bomber.
Mommy Gaia.
What's going on, Mr. Defense Lawyer, former prosecutor for DA's office in Tennessee and California?
So, in all seriousness, the Boston Bomber case is about the bombing that took place at the Boston Marathon, where bombs had been set near the finish line, and several people lost their lives. There were also those that lost their lives in the shootout that occurred subsequent during the manhunt when the two brothers were identified. One was killed in the shootout. The other was later found hiding in a boat. And that individual faced trial. And the trial was held in the Boston area. And the individual, I always have difficulty pronouncing his name.
Don't even try.
Don't give him the fame.
But the individual, who was the younger brother of the two, was convicted. And then the jury sentenced him to death.
Got it.
And
they admitted, and he admitted it.
He admitted what he had done.
Right.
And he was sentenced to death. Now, the defense in the case had made several motions to change the venue, claiming that because this occurred in this area, it would be difficult to seat a jury. And the judge in that case refused to allow them to change the venue. The judge also allowed some people to sit as jurors, despite the fact that they had indicated that they had seen things about the case prior, and the judge asked the very basic question, do you still think you can be fair and impartial? They said yes, so the judge left them on. Well, this poses a bit of a problem when it comes up on appeal. And on appeal, the individual defendant's lawyers argued that the judge should have changed the venue, and based upon statements made by jurors subsequent to the trial on Facebook and other things that they found out, where people had indeed already appeared to have made up their mind prior to the starting of the case and were subject and had received followed a lot about the case in the media, the lawyers raised those issues on appeal, not to overturn, well, they didn't get an overturning of the guilty verdict, but they were seeking to overturn the death penalty. And this last week, the appellate panel agreed and said that the death penalty should be overturned because of the lack of impartiality of the jury, and that the judge should have more entertained better the motion to change venue, to get it in a different location, as well as peeling the onion a bit more on the jurors. And so that is what happened.
So here's my question. I know what everybody's screaming at. They don't want to call it an 855 Law Radio, but they're screaming at their radio. They're saying, really? You're going to change venue to, let's say, New York? Nope, never heard about the Boston bomber and the bombs blowing up. Who doesn't know about it? Do you push it to a place in remote Nevada, you know, that there's nobody there? I mean, who didn't know about it? How do you do that, Todd? How is that impartial?
Are these federal charges?
I think they were state charges.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. The point is, how do you push it somewhere? And we can talk about this when we come back. But how do we push that somewhere, Todd, that it's such a national event. It's like saying, who didn't know about the Twin Tower?
I do have an answer.
No.
I do have an answer in response to that. And when we come back, I'll let you know my thought on it.
You will?
Yes, I will.
Will that have something to do with being cold again?
No, it will not have anything to do with being cold.
Cal, take us out and make us sound really good.
The general public is listening and thinking, wait, did he do the bombing or not? Is he eligible for the death penalty or not? What are we waiting for? Right?
I don't know.
And Todd's going to tell us when we come back on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's much more coming right up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
If you are trying to quit drinking,
you
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Oh, stop it.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So we're back in your pocket there, Todd.
Yes, talking about, well, what was that? Sounded like a horse came in here. I went to go breathe, and I got the nose snort.
Hey, what's going on here?
You did a snort.
Yeah, I did. I apologize. So here is why things are a little bit different. We're talking about the Boston bomber case and why the change of venue that was denied could be an issue. Now, Fred,
me can't speak. Food goes in here.
Fred made a very good point.
That's Frederick for you, sir.
Frederick.
Did you just take a class in Gaelic or something?
I don't know. So Fred raised a great point, which is, what difference does it make about venue? Because this was national news, the bombing. We heard about it all over the country. So what's the difference does it make with somebody hearing a case in New York or Colorado versus hearing it in Boston? And the big difference here is that while the news of the bombing made national news, those that live in the vicinity and the locale had, arguably from the defense perspective, an increased effect based upon the bombing because it was happening in their backyard. There was a period of time where everybody was on lockdown in that area,
right,
while they were searching for those folks, and because of that, they were not affected by news of the incident. They were affected by the incident because it happened so closely to them, and that's where it can get to be emotionally charged. Now, I am not in any way, by what I'm going to say, shape or form, suggesting that the younger brother defendant in this case is not guilty of murder. I believe that he was guilty of murder.
Yes, I think he admitted it.
Yes, he admitted that. But I want to take through a progression here. For example, not every taking of a life is murder. Some are justifiable, some are not. This was not one of those cases. But when you go down that line and you get to those that are all qualify as murders, not every murder is subject to or should be subject to the death penalty because they happen in many varying circumstances. Now, the defense here in this case was that he was the younger brother, he had been radicalized by his older brother, and that his older brother was the mastermind, he was going along with what his older brother said. Now, whether or not that should be a defense to mitigate against the death penalty, I don't know, but what I do know is this. You want a jury that has not been personally affected by the incident because it happened essentially in their backyard making that determination. You want a jury that is separate from that making that determination about whether that can happen. And I believe that the appellate court came in and said, we can't guarantee that that level of impartiality existed because of where the trial took place. And erring on the side of caution, they decided to overturn the death penalty. And again, that's the rationale behind it. Whether or not you agree with the rationale, well, that's up for you to decide. But that is what went into that decision. So
interesting. So that ties in with information, what people know about prior to hearing a case, and impartiality of a jury toward a defendant. And that's the Maxwell case, the Epstein's assistant, her last name is Maxwell. There is an issue that came down on Thursday that documents were released that are very important documents, which I'm going to bring up. And I guess, see, Todd and I haven't talked about this yet, about some of the documents that were released were from their lawyers. And that's what I don't get is discussions between her and her lawyers from 2011. It included records of 2011 in meetings between Miss Guffrey and her lawyers. So Guffrey, okay, let's explain who she is. I'm sorry, I might be saying it wrong. Guffrey, Virginia Guffrey and her lawyers. But Virginia Guffrey is one that is claiming that she was sexually assaulted and bringing a civil suit, correct? From what I remember, against Epstein's estate. And actually, not just Epstein's estate, but also against Dershowitz. She added him in the case, and we talked about that during the first hour. But records from that meeting, and again, I guess the issue is she has the attorney-client privilege, and she can release that attorney-client privilege, which apparently she has. But those records from 2011... from her lawyers have been released, and the public is seeing them. And the issue here we're talking about is, now is this going to be an issue for Ms. Maxwell getting a fair trial or not?
Now, and again, this particular individual who was suing the Epstein estate because of what she claims she was forced to do, this is the same individual who is alleging that her time with Epstein also involved encounters with Prince Andrew.
Right.
So this is the alleged victim in that. And she releases these documents to show that Maxwell is culpable in terms, or her lawyers do, culpable in the civil case. Now, that's Guffrey's civil case. And the question here is, well, how does that affect Maxwell's criminal case that is a completely separate animal here from this civil case? Because I think it helps the civil case from the matter of public opinion from the plaintiff's standpoint. But it doesn't necessarily help Maxwell, because what Maxwell's attorneys are arguing right now is, wait a second, if you release this information, that stuff that has been released, that has very high-profile names listed in it as those who allegedly visited that island in the Caribbean, if you release this information, that's going to make it very difficult for Maxwell to achieve a fair trial. because the public will have been predisposed. That's the tie, the causal, the connection with the Boston bomber case. Because, look, in the bomber case, we see a convict or a death penalty overturned on the basis of the jury was not impartial when they made the decision because of the information was out there and the locale. And essentially, Maxwell, and they didn't cite the Boston bomber case because this all came out before the recent decision. But the rationale here for Maxwell is, if you release this stuff, I'm not going to be able to get an impartial jury.
Right.
And then I'm going to be adversely affected. And we can see the cause and effect if the jury is, I guess we could call it, impartialized because of this information, how it can lead to convictions being overturned down the road. And it's going to be an interesting balancing test. It's one of those things where, you know, you compare criminal trials and things that go on now to the way things were 40 years ago before the internet, before information was instantaneously spread everywhere, right? And back then, it was a little easier for a jury to say, yeah, I haven't heard any media coverage about this case or that case because it wasn't so instant. Now we don't have that because the information is so instant when it gets out there, and you run into a situation. I think going forward for the next years, decades, we're going to have this balancing act about what can be released and what effect is that going to have on society's ability to try to get justice.
But here's the thing. So has the bell already been rung, as they say? So this, by the way, is the 2015 civil lawsuit.
Yes.
So this is way before Epstein was actually arrested and charged with the crimes that he supposedly committed suicide for, and it's all allegations. So here's what I'm getting at. Let me back up. The allegations of the recent issues, because he pled before. So, but here's the question I have, Todd, that everybody kind of wants to know is this release by Virginia Giffrey and her lawyers going to cause some serious problems with Maxwell's case? You say yes, but I just think in the civil action, why even release it in the civil action? I mean, do you not, why isn't there some sort of, even in the civil action, the defense lawyers for Epstein's estate saying, whoa, you know, let's put this under wraps, and what they can do is they can do what's called an in-camera review of the documents, and they do that. That's where they go inside where the judge's chambers, they review it, and determine whether or not this is going to cause issues.
I will give my opinion on that, and it is that I think that there is always this effort to keep your cause of action relevant in the eyes of the public. You know, a year and a half ago, there was the Me Too movement that was out with Harvey Weinstein. We don't hear too much about that, even though the conduct still presumably takes place. That's been replaced by BLM, by COVID-19. It's being replaced by now the Epstein case, or the Maxwell case. Portland and Seattle. And there's this, you know, okay, what are we dealing with now? And they want to stay relevant, because if it gets out of the public eye, their fear is that people say, well, who cares?
Well, we're going to come back and talk about what are in those documents that were released. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and available Saturday morning Pacific 9 to noon live on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're a whiner. That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Yeah, I got something important here. I got to text my son-in-law. I need the mower back over at my house. So we're a national program here. Seth, I need the mower back at my house.
Yeah, get that over there, would you? Yeah.
Well, this is important stuff because, you know, I have a pasture, and I need to mow the pasture.
Well, you have cows.
And he mowed, and he took my mower.
Oh, man.
And he used it for something else, and it's a little Kubota tractor. It's got the mower on the back. I need the mower back at my house today, and so I'm going to text him right now. And by the way, he is a lawyer, too. That's my son-in-law is a lawyer, and my son's a lawyer, too.
He's challenging your assertion. I object.
I showed up, and my tractor was gone, Cal. I go, what happened to my tractor? I call the police. No, he's using my tractor.
Welcome to the role of having kids and sons-in-law.
Oh.
all of your tools just disappear,
yes.
And then, you know, you have to replace them, and you have six of each thing.
I got to say something. Look, this is going to be anecdotal, I know. We don't usually get off on those kind of tangents, but
no.
Just something about Fred, okay?
Uh-oh, here we go.
And it's this. Look.
That is Armadillo.
If you follow the show, if you get on the website, if you go to Fred's law firm's page, you follow him on TikTok, it's not a secret.
Would you remind the listeners how much greater of a TikToker I am than you?
Oh, look, he started this off saying he's got 600,000 users. I'm over, I have 106 users. Not 106,000, I have 106
yes.
followers on TikTok.
That's the only thing I've got on him so far. So, but anyway, go ahead, you're more intelligent. Go ahead.
But look, Fred has done very well for himself throughout his career, and he's done very well, right? And it's very easy for people to think that, well, okay, you've done well for yourself, then you hire this done, you hire that done, you do this, you do that. Here we're talking, just listen to this. He's mowing his own lawn. He's plowing his own fields. He's doing his own work. He's got a thing he posted the other day on TikTok where I think it was his own septic system or whatever. He's taking care of it.
No, I got a guy helping me do it.
But you were involved.
Oh, no, I had to take all the stuff out.
Yeah.
Oh, I fixed my sprinklers in the pasture.
Feeding his cattle.
I feed the cows, and I fix the broken fences. I still do that.
He has these reaction videos that he posts on TikTok where some people are eating something, and he's eating his. And the other day he posted one, and I think it was like some Rice Krispies or some breakfast cereal Fred's eating. And I looked really closely.
Yes.
And here he is. It's the generic brand of the breakfast
it
cereal
is.
That Fred is eating.
It is.
And I thought,
it is.
That is, look. Here's a, it's not that I have a lot of money or anything like that, but this is something that I always try to tell my kids, and it's this. The value of a dollar does not change just because you happen to have a lot of them or very few of them. And if you can remember that, you will do well in life.
Hey, I'm telling you, okay, we're going way anecdotal here. I'm telling a story. I did grow up in a home, a wonderful home. And I'm going to say I was lucky, but we didn't have a lot of money. And I'm telling you, I still remember the day that we were doing a big deal, and my tax accountant is in-house. He works in-house. And he's my best friend since I was in fifth grade. And we grew up in a country... in a part of the country that was very poor. And as we were coming out of this big, high-profile thing, he just was upset. And he kind of got mad. And these guys were jerks to us. And he's like, stupid trailer trash. And that's what he said. I was like, trailer trash? I turned to him. I'm dead serious. We're walking. I looked at him. He looked back at me. And he goes,
That is our...
No, wait a minute. The pause is important. He goes, He goes, I'm trailer trash. I said, dude, you grew up in a single wide next door to me your whole life. You didn't even have a double wide. You were a single wide is what you grew up in. I slept in a single wide hanging out with you. We made tacos at 2 a.m. because the bedroom was next to the kitchen. You know, it's just like, and we started laughing. It's like, we're still just the same single wide trailer people. That's, I didn't know. We had the luxury of building a house.
Sure.
Comparatively, mine was a 15-foot travel trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's exactly right. And I still do. And what irritates me, I'm sorry, but I have people come do stuff for me sometimes. And by ask my wife, I get all upset because I'm like, you did it wrong.
Yes.
And these guys are professionals, you know, professional landscaper, professional plumber, professional. But I grew up doing all this stuff, and it just drives me nuts. It's like, okay, get someone to do it. You're worth, you know, you're so much per hour you make. I can't. I got to go out there and fix the sprinklers myself.
If I could have required learning in every school, I would say that every kid in high school should take a woodshop class, should take an auto mechanics class, and should take civics, and probably even home ec, because you got to learn how to do your own dang laundry and cook.
Plumbing and basic electricity would be very helpful.
And my final anecdotal, because I just love being
Okay, wait.
That's just pure anecdotal. We're going on.
Okay.
A friend of my wife said, and this is absolutely true, sitting in the living room, she turned to me and said, Fred, if I was your wife, I would be at Nordstrom's every day. And I turned to her, and I'm not going to say her name, and I said, blank, I'm going to say Denise, it's not Denise, that's why I didn't marry you.
Uh.
My wife goes to Target and Walmart, and that's what we do.
Now, my wife, if she had her way, she'd be at Ross every Tuesday, especially Old Lady Tuesday, trying to save that 10%, baby.
Oh, yeah. I pull up in the Bentley and McDonald's and use my change for a single cheese, and I use a coupon.
Attaboy.
Whatever works.
Attaboy.
All right, let's talk about... We're talking about Maxwell. Now, what was in the released documents? And again, we are not leading left or right. We're just telling you... There was a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that were seen... with Maxwell, one way or the other, whether they took a picture with him, whether they showed up to his house.
With Epstein.
With Epstein. Yes, what did I say, Maxwell? With Epstein.
And he was in a lot of the pictures.
They're
so
all
too.
Sweating, man. They're all going over.
And then some, though, were seen and at the his little place out in the, was it the Bahamas?
It's the Caribbean.
It's the Caribbean.
Island.
Somewhere in this island. Now, here's what I do know. So when you have a private charter or a private plane, everything's, you can get away with it. The pilots still have to put down who's in that plane. Even if Epstein owns the plane, and everyone's like, he could probably bribe them. These pilots are pretty, generally speaking, ethical, and they've got to write down who's in that plane.
Yes, they do.
So you can go look and see who flew on the plane,
according
to what was on there. So what comes out? She responds that what? Todd, let's go over a few things that came out of the
documents. If Abraham Lincoln shows up on that roster.
That's right.
Well, and we should say that, apparently to get to the estate, it's a two-step process because the island wasn't big enough to have a plane land on it. They had to land at the local airport and then take a helicopter in.
Right.
But one name that shows up on the manifest that was released is the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Now, here's the interesting thing about that. So one of the interesting things in these documents, we're saying the documents, and Bill Clinton is innocent at this point until they're saying were in the documents when she's talking to her lawyer.
Yes.
So she could have said something not truthful, and it could have come out about Bill Clinton. But she said, apparently, asked, what is Bill Clinton doing here? And Epstein said, well, he owes me a favor. And that's the big bomb that's dropped, that this Miss Maxwell tells her lawyer that what Epstein told her. Now, then she goes on and say, this is what people aren't saying, to jump on Bill Clinton's side, is, well, she said it was a joke. So, she says that, but then she says, Epstein was kind of joking about it. So, and then there's an individual in that movie that was on, he claims he was the guy that was the maintenance guy, and he saw Bill Clinton there on the island. But he said, which people got to repeat, is what he saw, there was nothing going on with Bill Clinton, no hanky-panky going on. He had just had been there. But Bill Clinton at this point, to my knowledge, is saying, no, I never showed up to that island.
Yeah, that's the big thing. If he says he was never there and they're able to prove that he was there, then the question is, why was he lying about being, why was he saying something untrue about being there? So that's the issue. And we're going to have to follow this.
Bill Clinton misrepresents some sexual activity? Wait a minute.
Oh, that's a bad alibi. We don't.
Wait a minute.
Come on, pal.
I'm just saying.
I did not
was
go
he,
to that.
Was he not impeached? I mean, come on.
I know, but we're neutral on both
just
sides here.
I was just asking the question.
Yeah. Anyway, we must not start that. All right, but don't forget, he also had certain Secret Service around, too, probably. So.
Well, no, that was one of the allegations that he would ditch his Secret Service details. So.
We'll find out. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, and then we'll come back and talk about a Twitter hack.
One more hour coming up of Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned. We'll start at 6 minutes after the hour on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.